G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. Very good, thank you.
This is an interesting one. We've got a message from David from Rochester. He's got a border collie.
Yes.
And his border collie is obsessed by tennis balls, which is probably not a bad thing, but obsessions can become a bit of a problem.
Oh, obsessions are a whole world of pain sometimes. Just like us, we can get obsessed with things. I remember when I was trying to give up smoking that my brain would be saying, oh, it's been X amount of time since you last had your cigarette. So our brains do the same type of things. Now, with David, he's got a Mercedes-Benz of a dog, very brainy, very intelligent, high energy, go all day. And that tennis ball, it often makes dogs obsessive, because once you add in all the senses, so it moves, sometimes it squeaks, it goes fast, it makes a great game, and its relationship with the dog and the owner. So dogs can become incredibly obsessive, especially about balls and toys, and also food. So I think David mentioned that he was so obsessed about where that ball was going to fly, he knocked one of the kids over, and that can obviously happen because it's all about the ball. So what I would recommend is we've got to desensitize. It's a bit like, you know, if I know something's on tap, then I stop being obsessive about it. So I would get a few tennis balls or a few really good quality balls for dogs. Tennis balls, they use a glue on the tennis balls that is not very good for dogs, and it can make them sick over the time. Plus, you can destroy them. So what I would maybe get a Kong ball or something that's got some really longevity, and I would put a whole heap in the backyard. I'm talking 5 to 10, and just leave them strewn around. Now, if we're going to play ball, I'm going to want a few rules. So I'm going to want you to come and sit by my leg. So I'm going to first teach sit. And then when we play, obviously there's nobody in our zone. Now, when I'm ready to finish the game, I stop the game. So even if my dog wants to keep going, I need my dog to learn that it all works through me. Okay. Now, with the dog, with the balls being there all the time, that'll help reduce the ball's here. Oh, how exciting. With some other obsessions like food, it can be quite dangerous, especially if you've got a dog that's not sure if I'm going to lose this or not. That's when I would call in an expert, especially if you've got kids. I would get a dog trainer to come and help you. Some obsessions are cute, but just remember, they can look a lot worse, 5 months down the road. So just mind, when you start to see that your dog's focus is completely on the ball or the whatever, that's when you need to dial it right back. And in some cases, if it was an extreme ball situation, I might get rid of all the balls and that's it. We just don't do tennis balls in our house, or we don't do those kind of things. But that's where I would start for David.
So by having all those balls out there, when you come to play ball, it doesn't create that excitement because it's already there.
Exactly right. Okay. And there's so many to choose from. Yep. So instead of, and I would have them in the yard where the dog has full-time accessibility to it. Yep. It's a bit like, if there was only one Tim Tam in your office, we'd be all thinking about that. But if it was full with Tim Tams, after about a week, we're going to get sick of them.
I wouldn't stand a chance, that one Tim Tam, let me tell you. They would never leave it here on a Friday night, I'll tell you that much.
I would definitely come in.
That's how we bring our guests in, Tim Tams.
Beautiful, love
it. That's a good way to look at it, though.
Exactly right.
If you're having a problem with your dog, drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. You see the dog spot page. Thanks, Joe. We'll talk again very soon.
See you next time.